Welcome to Pocketoid, the internet's longest running podcast all about ice cream and dads that like ice cream and ice cream dads.
What if every week
your favorite ice cream dad?
Me?
Yeah. You? You're your favorite ice cream dad?
The first person who came to mind when you said ice cream dad is someone who you just can't like anymore, so I can't say that. Can't say his name. He used to talk about pudding pops a lot. As soon as you say ice cream dad, that's the first person that pops in my head.
Mine's Mr. Swirly from the hit Nickelodeon cartoon Doug.
Wow. You remember characters' names from that show?
Yeah.
Other than that dude named Skeeter?
Yeah.
That's the only character I remember.
Hey, I watched a lot of Doug.
You are Doug.
No, that's the meanest thing you've ever said.
No, Doug's he's the main character. He loves him. Everybody loves Doug.
Charlie Brown's the main character of Peanuts, but Charlie Brown sucks.
No, he doesn't.
Yeah, his whole gimmick is that he sucks.
You heard it here first, folks. Addison thinks Charlie Brown sucks.
And he does.
I disagree.
You don't watch... No, Charlie Brown sucks. All right, new question. I posed this last week, but I'm always down for more responses, and I don't think I got one from you.
Okay.
Of all the food mascots, which one is the biggest pervert?
Of all the food mascots?
Yeah.
Like, as in... When you think
as in, Chester Cheeto is a big pervert man that's also, like, strung out.
I'm going to go with Hamburglar. No, not Hamburglar. Grimace.
Yes.
Yeah.
Exactly. The top three is, in no specific order, is Grimace.
Yeah.
Chester Cheeto. And Boo Berry. But, like, old Boo Berry. Like, they kind of remade Boo Berry.
When he had, like, his eyes half open.
Yeah, just, like, his, like, mouth is all squiggly. And he's, like...
I wish the listeners could see the face he just made.
He's always just, like, hey, you want to eat this cereal? I don't know. They pay me in pills.
Oh, God.
I can't go to the Chuck E. Cheese. Yeah, so, sorry... about all of that.
Yeah, really sorry about this show you tuned into this week.
I have this really bad habit of being like, hey, Jordan, we got to make this a fast one. I got stuff to do.
Uh-huh.
Let's talk about food perverts for 30 minutes.
I know, yeah. Yeah, you do have a bad habit of that. Hey, yeah. Let's do the podcast that we host.
Okay, I promise. I'm getting ahead of myself. I am Addison. You can follow me on Twitter at Addison_L. And with me, as always, is my handsome dad.
Jordan, you can follow me on Twitter at Jackal27.
And you can follow the show at Pocketoid. You can also find us on Facebook, where we do nothing with that. And
because Facebook is trash.
Yeah.
And the less I have to log on to that website, the better.
Yeah, it's a bad website. So is Twitter, but whatever. You can also leave us a review on iTunes, or do you do likes on iTunes?
I don't know.
You do whatever you
like
do
on iTunes?
On Google. Maybe one day we'll be on Spotify.
Do whatever you do on Google.
Do a Google to us.
Yeah, Google us.
Please Google us.
Yeah. I don't think you can leave us a Google review. That'd be weird, though.
They should probably do that.
What if we got an office space and that people could leave us Google reviews?
You can leave a review of your house.
Can you?
Your house.
Wait, really? Wait, my house?
Yeah, because it's a business.
Not anymore.
Oh. Oh, yeah. You guys have that new spot.
We have a studio now.
I didn't even think about that. Yeah. Yeah, I guess that's not anymore.
No.
All right. That's not video games. We talk about handheld video games, not ice cream, but also sometimes ice cream.
Yeah.
So I don't even know what we're even going to talk about this episode, but we're going to figure
games.
It out.
Yeah. Whatever.
So, Jordan, what have you been playing?
Honestly, not a lot of games. I got real into... I've been modding Super Smash Brothers, as usual. Wrapping up a bunch of stuff on there. So I've just been playing a lot of Smash. My brother's been coming over, and we've been playing Smash Bros. I'm also just getting real excited for Smash, so that's part of it. But yeah, I knocked out almost all my stages now, which is awesome. And then, day and night I've been doing that. But I got a new laptop, and I'm going to send it back. But
hooray.
For a different one. But in the meantime, before I send it back, I have been using it a lot. And I've actually played some bunch of, like, old, or not old, but just freeware indie games. Played a few PC games, played some old Warcraft 3 and stuff like that. So I've been spending a lot of time on my laptop, and I've been getting Dolphin running, so that's been fun. I played some Xenoblade in 1080p, which looked really great, until my laptop started heat throttling, and then I couldn't play it no more, so, because the frame rate just dropped to unplayable levels. But yeah, it's cool. It's neat to be able to do some of that stuff, and to see what things will look like when I actually get my real laptop, after I send this one in and buy a better laptop, because I don't like this one very much. So, also, I think it has some heat issues, and that's why they told me to send it back. So, but yeah, I did that. Some new laptop things. Are you in the market for a new laptop, Addison?
Kinda. Yeah, I am. Like, I don't know. It depends on stuff. Like, I am going through that thing where every time it gets close to a new quarter, I'm like, I don't know. Should I go back to school? Mm-hmm. Should I go do the school thing? And like, I got a laptop from like an old Lenovo from Ben's old job, but I think the charging port on it is busted.
Oh crap!
Because I've gone through like two chargers now, and also that laptop was kind of dated. But I mean, it still worked fine and did what I needed it to. But I would like a new laptop. I just can't really afford it. Yeah. If I got one, it would be because I took out some loans to go back to school.
Well, I'm just telling you, if you do choose to look for a new laptop, hit me up, because I know everything there is to know about laptops now, because I researched it for like 8 days straight. So
yeah, I think I have a general idea of what I would I would probably land about where you are, where either a Lenovo or an Asus.
Yeah, Asus is like, that's what I've got. I got an Asus, and it's fine. It's got heating issues. That's the big thing. Is their models from last year. Really, the big issue right now is everybody's trying to make skinnier laptops that have a lot more power, and so you're winding up with a lot of laptops that have heat throttling issues, and this one does especially.
What size is that screen?
It is a 14-inch screen and a 13-inch body, which is pretty awesome. So I love I love how small this thing is, but like, it could be wider. That wouldn't bother me.
You know what laptops never have, and I have. I guess it was my first laptop had it, and I miss it on laptops, is the little number pad.
Yeah. A lot of gaming laptops have those now still.
Okay. I love those.
I guess they
probably have those for MMOs.
I think it was the one that I would have bought if I could afford it. It was like $2,300 or something. But there was a gaming laptop, and they had moved the arrow keys underneath the number pad. And it just made way more sense layout-wise, because usually that's what I hate, is it feels like that number pad is off to the side doing nothing. Yeah. And anyway. But yeah, that's the thing. Is like, right now you can get a gaming laptop that has a battery that lasts for an hour and a half, you know, or you can buy a multimedia laptop that doesn't really run games very well. But even then, if you buy a multimedia laptop, you can still run into heating issues.
Yeah.
Because if you're rendering a video like I do, like, you could still run into heat throttling, and it could just slow the thing down like crazy.
I'd be happy with something that ran indie games and like emulators fine, and then like, preferably, like, it would be nice if I could run Overwatch at like maybe like a good medium setting or something. But Overwatch isn't really as demanding as you would think it is.
You're probably not gonna be able to run Overwatch at like medium. This guy can run it at like low, and it's like and it's like a, you know, $1,200 laptop. But like, I will say that if you're looking for something in the 500 or 600 range, it seems like the Acer Aspire 5s are pretty good, and they're pretty popular.
I've just been using my Chromebook for the most part, and I get by just fine with my Chromebook.
Yeah,
I would like a new laptop, but I don't really need it.
Yeah, I'm just saying. It's like, right now your options are like skinny with heating issues, or big and fat gaming laptop that looks like it was made for people who collect Funko Pops with the red and black lights on it. And it has a battery that lasts an hour and a half, and it just kind of sucks. But the Dell XPSs look really good, but they're also a little pricey when you get up, and for what you're getting, they can be a little pricey. But that, I also might think that because the Asus laptops are sort of a really great deal for what you're getting. It's just that they have heating problems. So what I'm wanting to do is send this Asus laptop back, this ZenBook back, and then wait and see what the 2018 new model of ZenBook Pro is coming in like the next month or so.
Yeah,
they're supposed to release this month, but now this month's over, so, and they're not out yet, so it's like they should be coming pretty soon, and I'm waiting to see how those do first. I might pick up one, because we're gonna have like three heat pipes and some other, and like two fans. This one only has one fan, so I'm hoping that'll help correct some of that. Anyway, So I've been dealing with all that fun stuff, learning, because it's like, that's what's hard about getting a new computer is, or especially laptops, because you buy one, you have it for 5 years, and then by the time you're ready to get another one, the market's completely changed. Like, everything, you're like, wait, what? So I shouldn't get a MacBook now, because those are, like, that's just gone off the deep end. So,
yeah, I was like, watching, I think it was a UPF mm-hmm. on Giant Bomb, and, like, they had kind of traditionally been for, like, laptops, MacBook people, yep. and they were just like,
no, this
is bad.
Don't. The new i9s, I think they might have fixed it with an update or part of it with an update, but the new i9 MacBooks, like the most expensive MacBook Pros, were running slower than last year's models because of the heat problems.
Wow.
Yeah. Like, there's a big heat even, problem, like, with laptops.
How do you even
right
launch
now?
With such a glaring know. Issue like that?
Because they just want to pack in more and more and more speed, so they keep... Like, well, Intel keeps releasing these processors so fast, but they're not letting, like, the chassis and the yeah. heat issues, like,
and I'm sure part of it is, like, you want to, you know, get your new models out mm-hmm. around, like, the back-to-school time, because mm-hmm. the kid's going off to college, and, like, or it's probably, you know, there's a big period of, like, between graduation and back-to-school where, like, that's a big time of, like, kids going to college are going to buy
yep.
a laptop.
Yep.
So...
It's true. Anyway, this isn't laptop cast. I mean, I guess it kind of is, because we're portable gaming, and
yeah,
I do honestly consider my laptop a portable gaming device in some ways.
Yeah.
Like, I would rather play Xenoblade on my laptop than on my TV, because I can play it on the go. But, like, yeah, that's actually been really cool, though, is I can play Smash, I can play Brawl on my laptop, and I got this software, and it syncs up my build, like what I'm doing in Smash Bros., I can just hit this icon on my bar, and it immediately syncs up any files that I changed to my build, and then it, like, launches Dolphin immediately. And so it's like, I'm like, okay, I'm going to edit this and this and this, and then instead of having to take everything, drop it onto an SD card, which takes 20 minutes, stick it in my Wii, turn on the Wii, go to Homebrew Channel, and then launch it, and oh, it crashes. Okay, I need to go figure out why it crashed, you know. Like, instead of having to do that every single time, now I just click an icon, and it's like, okay, it drops in the three files that you changed, and then launches Dolphin, and I can test it in HD, which is really fun. So
I just wanted to make a joke about I'll stick it in your Wii.
Yeah.
I was waiting for you to stop talking so I could. I just was like, oh nope, he said stick it in your Wii, and I can't hear anything else until I get to make this joke.
Hey, well, if you're gonna wait until I stop talking, then you're gonna be sorely disappointed, because that doesn't happen very often.
So what have you been playing?
So what I've been playing, yeah, I've been playing Smash. That's what I've been playing. But I did get some Switch games that I guess I could talk about with you. We'll see. So I mean, last time,
you don't have to if you don't want to.
Okay.
All right. So I've been playing.
Well, I got Ys 8. Remember I talked about that last week?
Yeah.
And it's good.
Mm-hmm.
I think I just talked about it a little bit, but yeah, I think I can review it now. It's a good game. Ys 8 is really good. It's an action RPG where you beat up dudes and you explore, and you're this guy named Adol, just like all the other games.
That's close.
Yeah. And ugh. What?
It's oh, very close like to Adol. A different name.
Honestly, it wouldn't surprise me if that could be part of where his name came from, because they use a lot of European style names, but they change letters around. But yeah, maybe don't name your character after Adolf. And also, I always thought his name was Adol just because of that, but in this game, they keep calling him Adol, and I'm like, hey, why don't we just make that not a hard A sound and just call him Adol, so it doesn't sound like Adolf.
Yeah. Then it just sounds like Adderall.
Yeah. But yeah, Adol is, he's an explorer, and he travels with his buddy Dogi, which is not, he's not a dog, his name's just Dogi, and they've been going on adventures together since the 80s, which is when these games started coming out, and they're still coming out. And this is Ys 8, and they go on an adventure on the ocean, and then they're shipwrecked on an island, and you gotta go track down people to save them, and make a camp, and get off the island. And somewhere along the lines, I'm sure I'm gonna fight God. with a sword.
Wait, is this a Shin Megami Tensei game?
Yeah, something like that. All I know is in, like, Ys 7, I remember there was, like, it's like, you start out at the beginning, you're just like, yeah, we're gonna go check out this cool town, and then you go up, and you're like, oh, neat. And then by the end of the game, you're like in another dimension fighting God. And I was like, yeah, that's about how it goes. It's great. Yeah. Except like in an Ys game, when you know, in an RPG, when you fight God, usually you're like, oh, that's funny. Haha. Okay. Big turn-based battle. In an Ys game, when you fight God, it feels like a bullet hell shooter, because like they're just like launching like laser beams and crap everywhere, and you're dodging between bullets, and it's a lot of fun.
So now it's a Nier title.
Yeah. 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 Yes. Okay. Yes. Wow, I've never even made that connection. I need to play Nier because I love Ys.
I should also play more Nier.
Ys has some similarities to what I've seen of Nier, so that kind of makes sense. But yeah, Ys is great. It's an action RPG, run around, fight stuff. This one is also great, and this is the best way to play it portably because the Vita version has a lot of problems and doesn't have all the content. But I will say, probably the best way to play it, period, is on the PS4. Just because the Switch version runs at 30 frames per second, even then has some frame drops, and also doesn't look as nice. But, you know, the PS4 version, even though it runs at 60 FPS, you can't put it in your pocket. Well, you can't take it with you, I should say. And you can with the Switch version. So I've been having a lot of fun just whacking monsters and building my town. So you never played an Ys game at all, though, have you?
No, I've never played one.
You should. I think you'd really enjoy them.
I think maybe I have. Was one of them on a PlayStation Plus at some point?
I'm sure.
I might have one on my Vita.
Yeah, all the ones released in the last from the PSP onward have been very good. The ones
maybe
before
I just
that,
put one on my PSP Go. I don't remember.
Yeah, maybe. I mean, they're great. They're really good. The ones on the kind of the definitive versions seem to hit Steam. Like Steam just got Ys 7, and it also just got Ys Memories of Salsetta, which was the Vita one. It got like an HD port of that, and so. Yeah, if you want to play these games, I always recommend the Steam versions because they're incredible. But for Ys 8, it does not have a great Steam version, so maybe don't get that one. Get it on PS4 or get it on Switch. I've heard the PC version has some problems. But yeah, Ys 8, it had some localization issues when it came out, I heard, because it has a new localization team, or it was localized by a different team. It wasn't localized by Xseed, but those have been patched out for the most part. I still ran into a couple typos here and there. I'm trying to think if there's anything else I need to add. It's a good game. It's a great game. It's excellent. Honestly, it'd be like a 10 out of 10 game if it wasn't for the frame issues. But they're there, and that sucks. Because, you know, I would love it to run at 60 frames per second. And there's not really an excuse. Like, if you had this game on the Vita, you know, like, you look at the game when you're playing it, it doesn't look, like, it's not Doom, you know, running on your Switch. It's, like, it really is, it doesn't look simplistic, but it also doesn't look, like, insanely hard to render. It feels like it's not optimized very well. It feels like it could have run a lot better on the Switch if it had been optimized better. But whatever. I'm used to it now. I'm used to games playing at 30 FPS. And if you're not somebody that bothers, then you won't even notice. But yeah, no. Ys 8 is a good game. You should play that game. Buy it, I would say. Also, sometimes you can get lost on the map, but who cares? Whatever. That's every game. See, that's the thing. Do you get lost in games a lot? Because I sure do.
Yeah, I do.
I get lost in games all the time. And so sometimes I want to tell people, like, hey, I get lost in this game sometimes. But also, it's hard for me to scale it because I get lost in every game. I got lost in The Last of Us, a game that's just a straight line.
That's kind of something that makes me not be as into, like, the Souls games.
Mm-hmm.
Is it's so easy to get lost and then you just don't have a map or anything and you're just kind of stuck.
See, I don't get lost in those, though.
Because
those games are like a Resident Evil game. Like the first Resident Evil where you just kind of learn the whole mansion. That's what the Dark Souls games feel like to me. Because you just kind of learn by walking around and being like... And of course, you're repeating areas. So you also kind of learn like, oh...
I still like that initial period of just like being like, oh, I've already been in here.
Yeah.
Was that room this way or this way? And like...
Yeah, I guess so.
It just is frustrating to me.
Yeah. Well, all the Dark Souls games are terrible anyway, except for Bloodborne, so...
I thought you liked the first one.
Someone's gonna kill me. I don't actually.
No.
That's the thing. Like, I can appreciate those games. I haven't played 3 yet either, and I want to. I can appreciate those games, but like, I just can't love them. And even when I played the first one when it came out, I was still just like, there's some rough stuff here that I just cannot get behind. The moment I stepped into Bloodborne, I was like sold, like immediately. But something about Dark Souls just feels a little unpolished to me, too janky.
I don't even remember what they called it. The Dark Souls HD.
Remastered?
Yeah. When's that coming out for the Switch?
I thought it already did. No.
Nope.
I don't know. Sure this didn't. Fall?
They changed the release date to summer, and then
I think I heard September.
Never heard anything again.
Oh, damn it. This laptop just went to sleep. Hopefully I didn't just script the recording. Stay awake. But yeah, last time I heard, I think I heard September, but don't take me... Don't like believe me because I don't know. I'm just making that up.
Didn't play anything else?
Yeah. What else? I bought Golf Story on sale.
Hey, that's a good game.
It is a good game. Everybody talks in a weird accent though, and I didn't know that. so I can't understand what they're saying sometimes.
Yeah, I forgot about that.
It's like strange slang. I feel like it's like Irish slang or Scottish slang or something. It's hard to understand. But yeah, it's no, it's fun. It's a lot of fun. I haven't played a ton of it because I'm still trying to figure out sort of how the progression in the game works. There's like, I've been going around and then people will be like, do this thing. And then I do it. And then I'm like, what do I do now? So I don't know. I'm still kind of waiting for it to get into the groove of how to play it. But I've also been getting distracted by things like Ease 8 and other games such as Pocket Rumble, which came out. And you've got this one too, right?
Yeah, I'm bad at it.
Me too.
I'm very bad at it.
Me too.
I keep checking in. I'm like, still bad at this.
It's weird because the arcade mode in Pocket Rumble is so hard. Like the single player mode. And that's usually what I use to kind of learn the game. But in this game, it's better to just go online because it's easier to find real people.
Even when I go online, I'm just like, bad at this.
Yeah.
And I get my butt kicked.
I think the reason they made the AI so hard is because the inputs are so much simpler than other fighting games. So they figure that you can learn the mechanics faster. But even then, oh boy, it's harder than I expected it to be. But I still enjoy it. I'm having fun.
Yeah, it's a good game. It's got a lot of cool little intuitive mechanics that they... like, every single character is just so unique.
Yeah.
And has, like, their own little kind of gimmick to them.
I like how they each play like they're from different fighting series, too. Like,
yeah.
There's a character that plays kind of like a Samurai Showdown character. There's one that plays like a Capcom character. One that plays more like a King of Fighters character. I really enjoy that.
Who's your main?
Naomi.
Yeah. Might be mine, too.
She's like Terry Bogard.
Yeah.
I just love Terry. And she's also just so aggressive. Her whole play style is built around just getting, just rush down, and that's like totally my thing.
She seems like she would be really, really difficult, but I would like to get good with Keiko. Is that her name?
Is it the girl that
the
that
cat,
floats,
the cat puppet girl?
Oh, that girl. Yeah, I can't remember her name, but I think that might be.
I think it was Keiko.
That girl, the little ghost girl that floats around, like she whoops me every time. Her and the dude in the suit who like lights his hands up.
Oh yeah.
Like just wreck my house every single time because Naomi doesn't have many like projectile options, and so I have to. I don't know what to do against those two because they're both just
gotta close in.
I guess I don't know what to do though, because that one guy, the suit dude, he can like leave these. He can drop these two balls of light, and in between them, they'll make a lightning bolt between them.
It's hard to, I don't like playing as him.
Nope.
Or playing against him.
I don't like playing against him. That's my thing. But I'm like determined to get good with Naomi, so I just want to stick with her. But I've been playing some of that. It's good. I kind of want to say, like, there's a big part of me that wants to say you should buy it, but there's also another part of me that's like, because it's so cheap, it's like $10. But there's also another part of me that's like, hey, this is going to be hard for some people. But then also, there's a part of me that wants to help tell people to buy it because it's also sort of like the inputs are so easy that I think a whole nother crowd of people are going to get really into it because it's easier than, you know, Street Fighter or something to play.
I mean, I haven't played that much of it,
mm-hmm.
and I get my butt kicked at it, and I don't regret buying it.
No. Yeah. No, it's good. And it's $10. And so far, the online service has been great for me, too. I've run into a couple issues here and there, but... nothing crazy.
It has lots of like really good training options.
Yeah, it does. It teaches the tutorials and stuff. They do teach you the mechanics really quick as well. I should probably just play it more honestly, and then I'll get better at it.
Yeah, that's kind of where I'm at too.
I really am just used to playing a fighting game where I have to put in quarter circles and things. You know.
Yeah.
And with this, it's like it's hard to move to this system because the way that you input combos in this game or input supers is you hold. You like hold a direction, so it's like instead of doing a quarter circle forward punch for your fireball, you know, like you would in Street Fighter, you just hold forward and down for like a second and then push punch, and the longer you hold down the punch button, that determines how strong the fireball is. And so it's weird because you don't have to have these complex inputs. Every character has the same inputs, but which they say they like that because then it opens up new possibilities for how to how each character's mechanics can work. You don't wind up with characters feeling the same. You wind up with a really simple way to input. You know, it's like Smash. Like Smash Brothers has the same inputs, so they're able to have characters that can control very differently. But at the same time, anyway, it's hard to play. It's hard to learn, I guess.
Yeah.
I don't know. I'm conflicted. It's fine. You should try it. That's what I say.
I'd probably give it a... I think I'd just give it a buy it, unless, like, I think you know... I mean... if you just don't like fighting games, then you're gonna just skip it. If you're on the fence, like, I would just, you know, say, eh, probably just go ahead and buy it. It's $10. Like, end of the day, if it wasn't for you, you're out $10.
Yep. All right, I've got another game to talk about that I haven't heard anybody talk about, which kind of surprised me, but it's cool. As far as I can tell, I think that it is a Switch exclusive. So let me double check that real quick, because I don't want to lie about that. Is it a Switch exclusive? I don't see it on anything else. Oh, okay, it is. Its original version was on Steam, but this version is exclusive to Switch. I think this is the exclusive console release. Anyway, it's called Spirit Sphere DX, and it is, we played it together, remember? You don't remember that? We played it. We played Spirit Sphere DX at Taylor's party. It's Zelda Tennis.
Oh, I do remember it now. Yeah, Zelda Tennis.
Yes.
I forgot about that. Yeah,
like, yeah,
that was a pretty fun game.
It looks like Link's Awakening Tennis is what it looks like. It's pretty fun. It's sort of like, and I would say, instead of like Mario Tennis, it's more comparable to Pong, because it throws in like some of these little arcade elements, but it doesn't really play exactly like tennis. It's, I don't know, it's weird. You swing a sword to hit the little ball, sphere, whatever you want to call it, but there's also like special attacks you can do and things like that.
Yeah, I remember not being great at it.
Well, you won a couple matches, but I'd also been playing it more than you had.
Yeah.
So, whatever. It's also your first time playing. But it's good. It's a fun game. Spirit Sphere DX, how much is it on the eShop? It's $10 even. That's funny. I didn't know that. It's not even $9.99. It's just $10.
I've seen a few games like that. It's always weird.
But it's good. It's a fun game. What's cool about it is that it just kind of has a lot of personality. It has like great pixel art, great music, and it has just cute little characters that control differently. And I love the like local multiplayer modes. Like when you and I played it at Taylor's party, we played a mode where you actually turn your Switch on its side. So each of you is using a Joy-Con. But you're looking, you know, but they're both attached to the Switch, and it uses the whole real estate of the screen. And that was like, that's been my favorite mode so far, because it's just, I don't know, it just feels really different from anything else on my Switch. But yeah, it's good. I'm trying to think if there's anything else I want to add. Oh, one thing that's cool about it, it has trophies and unlockable, like, character palettes, like new costumes and character palettes and stuff in the game. And they kind of unlock, like, in Smash Bros. Melee, where you drop in coins and then you get stuff. And it's neat. It's a neat little game. I don't know. I just am surprised that I haven't heard anybody say anything about it. I feel like it's going to be a kind of a hidden gem on the eShop. But yeah, Spirit Sphere DX is dope. I think people should check that one out. I'm tempted to say try it, because it's kind of a smaller game. I think that you're going to, you know, it's like I said, it's Pong, right? You're going to play it a few times, and then you're going to be like, oh, I've seen everything this game has to offer, essentially. It's not one that you're going to get 30 hours out of, but it's also really good. So I don't know. I'm in between that buy it and try it space once again. So I don't know. I'll go with buy it. Why not? We'll throw them a bone. No one's talked about this game. It's solid. Hidden gem. I say buy it. And the last game I've been playing is the last one. All right, and then I'm done. You gotta talk more. You gotta ask me questions, because otherwise I'm just gonna ramble. So this last one is I've been very, very, very excited about, and it is Sonic Mania Plus.
Oh yeah, did you write? Blah, blah, blah. You didn't rebuy the game. You just bought the Plus DLC, or?
Yeah, and I wish I had rebought the game
for that nice case.
Yeah, because as I saw everybody on my Twitter feed getting their physical editions, I just got real sad.
Yeah.
I was like, man, I should have got it. Because I love that game. Looking back, it was my favorite game of 2017. It was. I don't think it was the best game I played in 2017, but I think it was my favorite just because it came out of nowhere for me. And I really, really like to own it physically, but I just didn't do it because I'm a dumb butt. And I still might do it anyway. I still might just go ahead and buy it. But it's awesome, though. But yeah, it's like, I think the original game is $20, right?
Yeah, I think it was originally $20, and then the Plus DLC is
$5. $5, yeah.
It's, and I totally think physical, it's $30.
It's, what's awesome is the Plus DLC is $5, but there's a bunch of enhancements that are just free for anybody who owns the game.
Oh, really?
Yeah, they've added.
I haven't checked in since Plus came out.
They added in, and they changed one of the boss fights completely. And,
which boss fight?
The Metal Sonic boss fight. Spoilers.
Okay.
They changed it and made it a lot more fun and just a lot faster. It doesn't drag on like that boss fight. I just didn't like it very much before, but now I'm excited for it because it's actually cool. And they added in, let me think, they added in some new enhancements, like you can use any of the cheat codes on your save slots now, so you can use like and Knuckles mode in any of your save slots, and some other junk, just smaller updates. I'm trying to think what they were, but I just can't remember where they were. But yeah, the $5 DLC nets you Encore mode, which I didn't even realize was a whole mode. But they have a mode that has like some rearranged levels. It's got all the levels have a new palette swap. They look a little bit different, and you get two new characters. You get Mighty the. What is he again?
See a squirrel? See a flying squirrel?
No, that's Ray. Mighty the Armadillo. That's what
I'm sorry that I got my Sonic OCs mixed up. Hey,
let me tell you, I like these characters a lot. I like them a bunch. Like, they're just, I don't know, maybe it's because there's so much personality. I hate
looking at them.
Maybe it's because there's so much personality in the, like, the little sprites, like the animation. But, like, you just play them and then it just feels like another Tails or Knuckles.
I would probably like looking at them more in their sprite form, but mm-hmm. when I see, like, the concept art of them, I'm just like, ugh.
I've always liked Mighty's design. I have. Like, anytime I've seen that, I can't
actually picture Mighty right now.
I've never known who he is, you know, because I'm not, like, a Sonic fan. But anytime I've ever seen that one, I've always been like, that one looks cooler than the others. So, like,
one of them is from a Sonic racing game or something, right?
They're both from the Sonic arcade game.
Okay, right. Mm-hmm. I think I played that when I was in Chicago.
It never came out in the U.S. Sega Sonic.
I still think something? I played it. They had.
Oh, that'd be awesome.
They had a lot of things.
I've always wanted to play it.
They had Tattoo Assassins.
It has kind of like an isometric view to it.
Yeah.
Oh, you played that?
Do you play with a trackball?
Maybe, I don't know. I've never played it.
We'll look it up later and figure this out. But they had. I remember seeing at least two Sonic arcade games mm-hmm. in that arcade.
But they're both from that Sonic arcade game, but then Mighty was also in Knuckles Chaotix.
I don't remember what that is.
That's the weird Sega 32X Knuckles game.
Boy, I don't remember this.
Where two characters hold rings and they have to slingshot each other and it plays real weird.
That sounds like a bad video game.
Yeah, it's like it's a weird video game. I never played it, I've just seen footage of it, but people always say it has some interesting design ideas. It's just like weird.
Yeah, I don't think I've ever seen that.
Well, I like Ray and Mighty a lot. Mighty is especially awesome if you're a new player because he is not damaged by projectiles. They just bounce off of him. He has a drop attack, so if you're in the midair, if you're midair and you hit jump again, you'll kind of boom, you like slam the ground. He can use that to land on spikes and they won't hurt him. And he also you can find cool secrets that way too, because when he slams the ground, his the damage that he does has kind of a what do you call that, where it has like an area of effect, like AOE damage. So like, it's, I don't know, he seems like he was put in there more for like kind of beginner players. Like you can, I don't know, he's just great. Yeah. He's like Sonic, but better, sort of. And I like Mighty a lot. And then Ray is my favorite to play as right now because he just has the cape from Super Mario World. That's what he has. it's awesome. So you run and you jump and then you can press up and down and he'll do little glides and it's great for like exploring.
So,
and yeah, it's awesome.
So is it a buy it or is it a essential?
It's essential.
Yeah.
This whole game, especially with the plus, if you haven't played the game, like this makes it like essential. Like I would say before it was like a buy it, this makes it essential. It's awesome. And the Encore mode is so much fun. The one complaint I have, and this isn't even a complaint, I wish that they would have added some more new music to like the Encore mode, because that's my favorite part of the game.
That music is so good.
That's the other thing. In Encore mode, you get a new mini game, like a new, new bonus game. It's a pinball. It's like a 3D pinball game.
Oh, you know what? I think I saw that in a trailer.
It's neat. And in the main game, whenever you've completed the blue spheres or whatever, it like just does pinball now instead.
Oh, cool.
They're like, hey, we know people don't really like blue spheres. So
yeah, they suck a lot.
I like blue spheres.
I hate blue spheres. It's the most stressful garbage.
Yeah, I agree. But then I got good at it, and now I like it. But it's awesome. Play Sonic Mania. It's very good. It's a game made in a world devoid of cynicism. It'll cheer you up.
It sounds like what you're saying about Mighty is that it's Sonic Plus's funky mode.
Yes.
You know what game has a funky mode? Is Donkey Kong Tropical Freeze.
Oh, I forgot that
you got this. For the Wii U and the Switch. It's a video game that...
Not for the Wii U. That doesn't have funky mode.
Well, that's not what I said. I said that...
You said, you know what game has a funky mode? Donkey Kong Country Tropical Freeze. For the Wii U.
Which is... for the Wii U and Switch.
Funky mode is Switch exclusive. You're going to give our listeners misinformation.
You ruined my transition.
You know, this is not a transition. You if took you're, my transition, if you're missing, you if choked you're lying, it to death
with a sock.
Listen.
And then you drowned it in a toilet.
I've been over this with you time and time again. You cannot just straight up lie to people about Funky Kong. This is serious.
I take
Funky Kong. There are laws about this.
I take Funky Kong very seriously. So seriously that I have not played it as him yet in this video game.
What?
Because you have to start the whole game as Funky Kong and only play as Funky Kong.
There's three save files.
Yeah, and I've just been playing a normal playthrough.
This is the first thing I would do is play as Funky Kong.
I should play as Funky Kong. But
I got this $60 video game and I didn't even do the one new thing. I got this
$60 video game for my birthday from my mommy like a normal 30-year-old garbage man. Okay.
Happy 30th birthday, by the way.
And a David Lynch book. So, you know, the things that you get a 30-year-old man child.
I don't think David Lynch book is for man children. That's pretty rad, actually.
Well, that's where the man part comes
in. Isn't this like your second or third David Lynch book?
No, it's my first.
Oh, I thought you had one you were reading already.
I had... Well, I was thinking about getting his... I'm reading a David Sedaris book.
What does a book by David Lynch even read like?
He has another book that's about meditation.
Of course he does.
But it's like, not the meditation that I'm into.
Oh.
Like, it's like transcendental meditation.
Oh, okay.
And I'm more like mindful meditation.
Yeah, yeah.
Anyways, Donkey Kong Tropical Freeze continues to be a very, very good video game.
Donkey Kong Tropical Freeze, would you consider that more mindful meditation when you play it, or transcendental meditation?
Transcendental, because... You can play as Funky and Cranky and Diddy and Trixie.
I want that game.
It's good.
Wait, Trixie? Dixie.
Dixie. Like, yeah, sorry.
Isn't Trixie Kong the sexy one? No, Candy, that's Candy Kong.
Yeah.
Ooh.
Yeah.
Boy, I hate looking at Candy Kong.
Man, she is... She's rough. Do you remember that Donkey Kong Country animated cartoon that was
Boy,
like
computer animated? Boy, do I. used to rent those.
It was on some TV channel, like, when I'd be getting ready for school, and I'd watch it, and I don't know why, because it was bad. But I was like, I like Donkey Kong, so I like this. And then I want to go back in time and be like, yeah, you like Donkey Kong, but you don't like this. This is bad. You go back. Stop. Okay, I'll just watch this Mega Man cartoon. No, no, stop, 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 stop. It's nope. also bad.
Nope.
Zelda? No, stop. It's also bad.
Darkstalkers? Street Fighter?
No, I didn't watch those.
Yeah, those
all these bad. Ones I've mentioned, though, are definitely video game cartoons that I watched as a child. And
that's,
like,
that Street Fighter
Mario
cartoon.
Super
I watched,
Show.
That one's rough. Do you remember the Mortal Kombat cartoon?
I know of it, but I, yeah.
Also bad.
Oh, I had another one I was thinking of, and I forgot it.
Dude, imagine being these middle-aged dudes that think the cartoons they grew up with as kids are, like, this sacred thing that's very good no matter what.
I watched some bad cartoons.
Yeah. No, most of them were very bad.
Some of them were good.
There's one called Batman the Animated Series that wasn't.
Yeah.
And that's the only one.
Oh, I wouldn't say that. I've recently been rewatching a lot of Rocko's Modern Life because earlier this year I purchased all of that during a Walmart trip for $20.
Wow.
It's like, yes, that's I will deal. Definitely buy every single season of Rocko's Modern Life for $20. And, yeah, that show holds up and is good.
All right, sweet.
Donkey Kong's good.
Is it?
It's very fun. It's challenging. The music is incredible. Yeah, it plays really well on the Switch, even in, like, handheld mode. It's got, like, two different control styles, so if you don't, you know, like one, you can do the other. It also has I forgot about this, one of those mechanics like in Smash and what game were you talking about that had it where you put in a coin and get like a capsule?
Spirit Sphere DX has that.
Yeah, so there's something
also Zelda Minish Cap has that, which I always love getting those little figurines in Zelda Minish Cap. That's like my favorite parts of that
did
game.
Did it have like a capsule machine that you got them out of?
Yeah, you would collect the little puzzle pieces throughout the world and you could go exchange them.
It hasn't even been that long since I played Minish Cap and I don't remember this.
Yeah, it was like one of my favorite parts about that game. Huh. And it let me collect figurines at games.
Yeah, it's fun.
It's great.
That's like one of my favorite parts of Smash.
Mm-hmm.
So it's got something like that in Donkey Kong, which is really fun. And yeah, it's a great game.
Wait, it does? What is that like in Donkey Kong? I didn't even know it had that.
Yeah, you
I
just...
I didn't play the Wii U version
so
very much.
You can throughout stages, you know, you get puzzle pieces, you collect bananas, and then you can also get, like, the Kong letters, but you can also get these gold coins. And you can take those coins and redeem them in, like, the shop for extra lives or, you know, a power-up for a level or...
Oh, you
know,
that's what you mean. Okay.
But, no, that's not what I mean.
Oh.
There's also, like, a place where you can go and you just hand over some coins and then a capsule comes out and you can do that as many times as you want.
Are they like enemies and stuff?
Yeah, like some are Kong, some are enemies, some are, you know, different objects and stuff, some are like the bosses
and the weird pigs.
Yeah. It's really fun. I love that game a whole lot. If you already have it on Wii U, then it's kind of like,
it is upgraded to 1080p on the Switch, though.
Yeah, and it runs really well. Mm-hmm. And you get the funky mode. If you've never played it, then definitely buy it.
Yeah.
I would even say essential.
Yeah.
If you've already played it, then it's like, it's up to you.
Yeah.
But it's a great game.
I just wish it had, like... Remember when they released DKC Returns on the 3DS? They had, like, a whole final, you know, added like, world or something at the end. I just wish they could have done that, you know?
Yeah.
But, whatever.
I'll
play it eventually.
We already talked about Pocket Rumble.
Yeah.
I played, let's call it a lot of Stardew Valley since last time.
Can you look at your profile and tell me how many hours you have in that game? Because I'm just curious.
Yeah, hold on.
I know that you finished the community center, which just seems like an incredibly daunting task to me.
Yeah, that was when I was like, okay, I should stop playing this for a bit. it says played for 60 hours or more.
Oh, okay. And for an indie game, that's quite a bit.
Yeah, I'm so like in the game there's like 30 days per season, mm-hmm. and then, you know, I would say the average day probably takes 15-20 minutes, and I'm almost at the end of my second year.
Holy crap. Jeez.
Yeah, so I finished the community center, I got married, I had a kid, I got...
Well, congratulations, I guess.
I got...
in the game, you mean.
Yeah. I got pigs, I got...
Dinosaurs?
No, I still haven't found a dinosaur egg. They're hard to find.
There's one goal for that game, and it is to make a dinosaur.
I have a spot, like, specifically left open in my... in my barn.
In your heart.
I didn't get as many rabbits as I could have because I was like, no, I'm not going to get as many rabbits as I can fit in this barn because one of those spots is reserved for a dinosaur. I did a lot of stuff in that game and I really, really, really like that game.
When does the co-op come out? I want to play
that game. It's out now for PC.
Yeah, I knew that.
And then it's going to come to Switch next and it's sometime. Just kind of sometime this year is what they're saying. I'm excited for that. I don't know if I'm going to just, like, keep playing on my farm or start a new one when that starts. I don't know.
I need to play that more.
Enter the Gungeon was on sale half off, and so I just used my gold coins and bought it. And they also like put out...
Update,
yeah, they also had a big, like, I forgot what they called it, like, advanced Gungeons and Dragons and or something.
Drag guns,
yeah. So I picked that up, and that game is really good and really hard. Yeah. I think the furthest I've gotten is the third world.
Yeah, I think me too. And I played it more than you have, probably.
It's so hard.
Yep, it is. It's a lot of fun.
There's like the some crazy guns that you can find, and the enemies are really funny, and it's a great game.
I saw one that shoots planets.
Oh, I haven't seen that.
And they hover around you in orbit. And then they'll there's different sized ones, and then they'll like fly out and attack enemies and stuff.
Have you found that you have a much easier time playing it with a pro controller rather than handheld mode?
I haven't played it since we reviewed it.
Okay,
it was a while ago.
I've been playing it handheld mode and then on the TV with a pro controller,
mm-hmm.
and I seem to do just so much better with a pro controller.
I can see that.
So
I love the Joy-Cons, but the button layout, which is, it has to be like this, but the button layout of the, like, there's no angle to it. You know what I'm saying? When you hold like a controller in your hands, they angle inward, like your thumbs go up top and then there's a space where you can kind of like switch your thumbs like this.
Mm-hmm.
On the Joy-Cons, it's vertical. So it's like the buttons are directly below the joysticks.
Yeah. Yeah. I see what you're saying.
Mm-hmm. And I find that messes me up a lot in different games. So
I don't think we've recorded since, but did we talk? We hadn't recorded, or we didn't have our new Joy-Con last time, did we?
No, no, I don't think so. No.
There was a now historic price error at Walmart.
Yes.
For the Splatoon 2 Joy-Con, and I tried very hard to get them, and I failed, but had a friend who pulled through, and he sold a pair to me and a pair to Jordan.
Yep.
For a very reasonable price.
Yes, he did.
By which I mean he paid like $27 or something for them and sold them to us for $30.
Yeah.
So
super nice of him to do that.
Yeah. Very, very nice.
Yep, yep, yep.
Shout out to Taylor.
We got those Splatoon ones. I think I might give mine to my brother, though. I'm not sure.
Yeah, you keep saying that, but you still have them.
I do still have them. I do keep using them. But
I love them. I just think they look so good.
For you, they make sense. For me, they're just not my aesthetic. I don't know. They just something about it.
Really? I feel like they are yours.
Really? Do you think so? Wow, that's really nice of you to say.
Yeah.
Maybe I should just use them. I just love the red and blue ones so bad. If there's one regret in my life, it's that I didn't get the red and blue Switch.
That's also a regret for me.
Yeah.
We talked about Lumina's last episode, question mark?
No. Yes. 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 We did. Yes. Okay.
I've played more Lumina's. Surprise.
It's a good game.
Yeah, I got to play it at your house. Continues to be very good.
I got to play it at your house, and I was like, "Wow, this is great! I need to buy this."
Yeah, it's so.
It's good. Going on the wish list of Switch games that are now. I went to my wish list the other day, and I just got so stressed out, and I was like, "I can't. I gotta go. I gotta get out."
I'm sure it'll go on sale one day.
Yeah, I know.
I bought the Battle Pass for Fortnite.
Oh no!
I'm a hip teen.
What does that do?
All right. So when you buy the Battle Pass, you get. Immediately you get two skins. Let me roll back for a second.
Also, Evan Karnowski got a Switch. You should add him.
Oh, okay.
The Battle Pass reminded me because he's only playing free games. So anyway,
the Battle Pass is $10, and so you have to then buy 1,000 V Bucks, and then it's like I think $900 or 900.
Why are they called V Bucks, Addison?
I don't know. I literally don't know, actually. It's 900 V-Bucks to buy the Battle Pass, and then you, after you've done that, you get, like, an XP bonus to all your matches during that season. You get two new skins, and I think maybe a couple other small things. And then as you play, you are earning merits towards your Battle Pass, and there's 100 different tiers of this Battle Pass. Hmm. And so you keep leveling it up, and every level, you get something for free. So, and then there's also the free tier. So some levels, you get two things. But like on the free tier, it's like you get something every, like, I don't know, like five levels or so. But on, with the Battle Pass, you're getting at least something every time you level it up. So, like, I've gotten some new loading screens, I've gotten some emotes, I've gotten some more skins, some different, like things for when you jump out of the plane, like, that fly out, and it's all cosmetic stuff,
yeah,
and it's all very silly, and, oh, you also get, like, access to new challenges that will get you, you know, merits towards leveling up, but, man... That game's fun.
Is it?
It's really fun. And I hate that it's so much fun, but it is.
No, I mean, if it's that successful, honestly, it has to be solid in some way.
Yeah.
I should probably play it a little bit more. But
like, I don't feel bad at all about spending the money because it's a free game that I've gotten a lot of enjoyment out of, and I'm, you know, getting stuff from it.
Yeah.
And I'm not... There's no way I'm going to level it up all the way to 100. No. I'm not going to unlock all this stuff. But it's nice because, like, spent some money and, you know, I get a bunch of stuff. It's nice to see, like, Epic, you know, being able to, you know, do the stuff, like, where they, like, hey, because Fortnite is making us so much money, here, you now get, like, what was it, like, 85 or 90% of the revenue from the assets that you use of ours, and we're also going to back pay that. Since, like, the asset store opens.
Wait, so how does that... What is it now?
So, it used to be... I'm going to have the numbers not,
like,
100% correct because I don't have the story in front of me. But they had, like, an asset store that people could, you know, use assets in their games.
Mm-hmm.
And in return, they would have to give Epic, I think it was, like, 30%
Okay.
And now they came out and they're like, hey, you know, we're doing so well that we're lowering this amount that we're taking, and we're also going to back pay, you know, pay you back for all these past years that you've been using it.
That's so cool.
So that's like, I mean, for, you know, some studios, that's nothing.
No.
But for other studios, that's like months of salary.
Yeah, absolutely.
And that can mean like a pretty big difference for some people.
That's super cool. That's awesome. Yeah. No, I think that as far as like trashy things that teenagers are into and people make memes about, Fortnite's one of the less.
Yeah, there's not really anything offensive about Fortnite.
No.
Like, even like, it's hard for parents to even get too mad. Like, yeah, it's people shooting each other, but it's super cartoony and there's no blood.
Yeah, absolutely.
And like, it's very inoffensive.
Yeah.
And
you could say it's like another battle royale game or whatever, but it made its own unique art style. It has its own personal identity. I think it did enough things differently that it's its own thing. So, pretty cool.
I also have been playing a game from East Asia Soft called, we were debating on how this is pronounced, Irohiro?
Irohiro rhymes, though.
Irohiro does rhyme. That's a good point. It's,
But also, Irohiro is funny because isn't Iro in Japan mean, like, porn? But it's Iro, so this
Arrow.
Is not Iro.
I think it's pronounced different.
I don't know.
I think that's pronounced Iro. Not that I would know.
Not that you would know.
Not that I would know. It's like a lot like Ikaruga, but like the graphically, it's nothing like it. It's just that it's the same kind of mechanic of you're a ship and you're shooting other ships, and you press R and it changes your color, and now the bullets of that color don't hurt you, but the other ones do. And it's got like a little story to it, and overall,
it has a polarity mechanic. Is that what you're saying?
Yes.
Okay.
That's what that's called.
I was like, there's a word for that, and I can't remember what it is. And then I Googled it, and I was like, it's polarity mechanic.
Yeah. It has a polarity mechanic.
Yep.
It's just like it's a perfectly competent shooter, and with a polarity mechanic. And it's got like, it's, you know, some characters and a story that I just can't find it in me to care about. I just have never, and it's not the game's fault really, I just don't care about stories and shooters. I just don't. That's not what I'm there for. And also the characters are just real kind of boring looking, and kind of just, I don't know, there's something about them that just doesn't do it for me. They just look like, there's nothing about them that
appeals
is
to
unique.
You. Oh, I see.
They're all, they just feel like GoBot versions of some anime characters that I've seen before. There's nothing like all that wrong with the game. It's just that it just doesn't really grab me and visually or gameplay wise. So if you're like super into shooters and really like Ikaruga, then you know, maybe it's for you. But also the problem is Ikaruga's on the eShop. So just buy Ikaruga.
I forgot about that.
Yeah. Also, this is like just slightly cheaper than Ikaruga. I think Ikaruga is $15, and this game is on sale right now, I believe, for $10.
For $10. $9, I think.
$9, and it sells for $13 or $14.
Yeah.
At that price, it's hard to recommend it when you can just buy Ikaruga. So I'm just going to give it a try. It's not terrible. It's just not Ikaruga. But what is?
True.
Yeah, that's all I've been playing.
Sweet.
Yeah.
Thanks for sharing those with
us. A lot coming up. We're going to have a lot to talk about.
No, there's a lot out right now. Neither of us have
there's still other things that we would like to get.
Have gotten Octopath Traveler.
Yeah.
Which I'm hearing from more and more people is like really good, actually. And now I kind of want to get it.
Yeah, I don't know.
I keep hearing people say it's great, and I'm just sort of like, oh, jeez. Maybe I should get it.
I've thought about picking it up, but like, if I was going to pick up an RPG right now, I just still am really wanting to play Ni No Kuni 2.
I hear it's not good.
You're the only person I've heard say that.
Dude, I heard it from so many people. So many people have said it's not great.
I haven't seen it.
That's all. That's like all that I've heard about it. It's like people, or people will play it and then say like, I see people on Reset Era say it's like one of their biggest disappointments this year, and I've heard other people say, not, like,
I can't I don't take Reset Era all that.
I know, I seriously understand. But when I hear someone say that, though, it, like, it tells me that there's something there that I'm sort of like, okay, something made them say that, and I don't know. Just, and then I've heard other people just on Twitter just say, like, well, I was really expecting this thing.
We'll look up the Metascore.
Oh, I'm sure the Metascore is fine. I'm sure it's in the 80s.
Well, then that means that
it... No, it doesn't. It doesn't mean anything. Especially with big AAA releases like that. I only trust word of mouth with that stuff. Because from people that I, like, know and kind of respect when it comes to their opinions.
Yeah, I don't know. Everything I've seen about that game looks like my jam, so...
Yeah. All right, well... I don't know.
I'm not saying that I'm going to buy it. Just, like, eventually I'm going to play that game.
Yeah, no. I'm not saying you shouldn't play that game, or even that it's a terrible game. I'm just telling you what I've heard.
Also, that game is, like... Like, I can get that game for, like, $24. So...
Really?
Yeah.
How?
It's like, pretty much... I don't know if it's a permanent price drop, but every time I see it, it's on sale for $30, and I still have my Gamer Club, so...
I'm sure it's worth $25, but... Anyway, yeah. So, no, this is a great... Yeah, neither of us have... Octopath, and then there's also, like you said, Ikaruga.
Yeah.
There's like 20XX just came out. There's a bunch of cool stuff.
And then we've got Minute coming out, Overcooked 2, Cosmic Star Heroine, Okami HD, Iconoclast, Monster Hunter.
Yep.
I
thought there weren't any games coming to Switch. What happened?
I came real close to buying Resident Evil Revelations 2 because that was on sale, mm-hmm. and I've only played the first Revelations. Could have bought that real cheap, but I was like, no, I have too much stuff to play.
Yeah, that's my thing. I'm kind of shutting myself off right now, so if I don't have a ton to talk about on the show, I'm doing that intentionally.
You know what?
I don't need to buy anything else.
There are other things I could have talked about. Like, I played more Yakuza 6, and I beat a video game yesterday.
What'd you beat?
I beat a video game on my PlayStation 4 called A Way Out. Do you remember this video game?
I do.
That's surprising.
I mean, I remember the name. I don't remember how it plays. I recognize the name, though. You've talked about it to me before.
It's the man who yelled, F the Oscars.
Yes. On the,
yeah, it's yes. that man's game.
Good.
About the two friends. I can't remember if they're friends or brothers. That's bad. I beat this game yesterday and I don't remember if they're brothers. Mostly because...
Oh, I definitely remember this, yes.
Yeah, you play it and then you can like send an invite to a friend that doesn't have it, mm-hmm. and they can play it with you. And so Aaron bought it and we had been playing it together.
It's just Prison Break, right?
Yeah. It's like 1950s, 60s Prison Break. But we kept like just talking to each other while playing it, and like towards the end of that game we were both just like, I don't know what's happening in this game. But there's like spoilers for A Way Out, who cares. There's a part at the end, so like it seemed like the only decision that actually matters is at the end, whoever taps square the most gets to live. Because you like, wow. it turns out one of you has been a cop the whole time.
Oh my gosh.
And so you have this big like shootout and stuff, and whoever
they have the double dragon ending where you have to fight over the girlfriend.
Yeah, basically. Aaron was the cop, and I we kept just screaming stuff from what's that movie?
Star Wars Episode 3?
Yeah. No.
You were the chosen one.
Not a cop. Not a cop.
I don't know.
What is that? Anyways.
The Departed?
Yeah, The Departed. Oh, okay. We kept screaming, like, Departed stuff at each other. So I press square more than Aaron, and the bad guy gets to live, and the cop dies. And so, at the end, he's like, it's like, oh, for some reason I thought I might die, so I've got this letter. Please give this letter to my wife. And you have... the person holding the letter has to like hold R2, and then the other player has to hold R2 to take it, and so I keep just going, no. And we sat there and did that for like 3 minutes straight.
And then
just
went
like,
home and married his wife. Please, I was trying to get back to my wife. Now you have
he's
to
just
take
he's
care
just laying there bleeding out. He's like, please take this letter. I'm like, no. There was also another great moment like that where we broke into like some old people's home. And like not like a retirement home, but like it was a farmhouse
in real life though.
And we and we just like they just give you a lot of stuff that you can do in the house for some reason. Mm-hmm. And we were just like playing piano and like going through their dishes, and just we spent so long doing that. Like, we could have beat that game probably a good like 2 hours earlier if we hadn't just gone through messing with every single little thing that it let us mess with.
I just think it's so funny that developers think that their players are gonna have this cinematic whenever they just mess like with that.
It so much.
No one's gonna do that.
There's also like a section where they clearly want you to like stealth your way through it,
mm-hmm.
and as soon as it gave me the opportunity, I was like, I'm shooting this guy. I was like, you know what sounds boring? Sneaking through this. Let's just shoot all these guys.
Yeah. That's like, my solution to every stealth section.
We're bad guys. Who cares?
If you give me a stealth section, my solution's always... Like in Breath of the Wild, when they were like, and this time you have the option of sneaking up on your... I'm like, no. I'm just going to run in there and throw a sword at their face.
I'm going to roll this boulder down on them and go down there and hit them with a stick. But yeah, that game was really, really stupid, but I had a lot of fun playing it.
That's awesome.
And it was helped that Aaron bought it. I didn't.
You know what we should do? We should just shut this podcast down and make a backlog podcast.
Oh,
we only play stuff from our backlog until we have time to play something new again.
How do you define backlog, though? Just like a video game that isn't 6 months. I mean, anything that you own is a backlog.
As soon as
you buy a video game, it's part of your backlog.
Mm-hmm. Anything I own that I still want to finish and haven't is part of my backlog.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's a big backlog.
Yeah.
Oof. What if we did that? What if we just turned Pocketoid into that temporarily? We were just like, okay, your boys...
I couldn't do it.
Your boys are going... Your boys are you know, this is an intervention. You all sat down with us, and I'm going to tell Addison he's not allowed to buy anything else. And he's going to tell me I'm not allowed to buy anything else, and now... We have to just finish Ease 8 before we can buy it.
I could not do it.
I could. I totally could. I mean, I basically had to when I was four.
I do feel like I've beaten more games in the last, like, couple years than I had in the previous years. Mm-hmm.
You definitely have. But is that because you have more time, or is that because you're better with your time?
I think part of it is being better with my time, because, like, I thought about it, and I was like, man, I used to, like, get invited to things more often and, like, go to things more often.
Uh-oh.
And I don't anymore.
I don't know. Maybe.
And now I just play video games, and I'm pretty cool with it.
Oh, that's actually kind of sad.
Because I was thinking about, I was like, man, like, when, like, my friends, like, didn't have kids and stuff, like, there were so many more parties.
Yeah,
now there's
like,
only...
like, retro game night
there's
and
like,
stuff.
Yeah, there's pretty much only parties now if it's a holiday.
Yeah. I mean, so, I never went to a bunch of parties, so I can't really say that I ever had that time. But hey, we're going to Gunpla Night on Tuesday. We're going to go build some robots.
Yeah.
So that's pretty great.
I'm going to talk to that cute girl about Gundam some more, except I probably won't. I'll probably just sit there and build my Gundam.
And they watch Gundam while they do it?
Yeah.
I hope it's not Gundam Wing.
Because,
hey, that show sucks.
Yeah.
I've been watching it lately, and it sucks worse than I remember. It's really bad.
Well,
everyone in that show talks like they're an alien.
A good portion of the Gundams that they have for sale right now are from Wing.
Hey, Wing has some cool Gundams.
Yeah,
it's got some nice designs, and I love the art direction of that show. But boy, that story is just incomprehensible, and those characters, everybody in that show is an alien.
I think after I finish this Gundam, I'm gonna start going to Gunpla Night with the model kit I bought of the Thousand Sunny. And just build that.
Yeah.
It's like, that's cool. I'm building this pirate ship. It's much cooler than your Gundam because it's the Thousand Sunny.
I should go like early tomorrow.
A robot man built it.
Do they still have the RX-78 there? Did someone buy it yet?
I'm trying to remember. I don't know. You can always message them and just ask.
I'll just go by tomorrow and see if they have the Zaku or the RX-78, I'll buy them. All right, well, we're at an hour.
Anything else we needed to talk about?
No, I mean, there's no questions either. So.
Next episode, I will talk about WarioWare Gold and Cross S2 and maybe something else.
I don't know. Depends
when we record. Next time we record will probably be our last episode before PAX.
Yeah, we should do one at PAX, or we need to hook up some interviews for PAX.
We should do one at PAX with just a bunch of our dumb friends.
Yeah, that'd be fun. A lot of fun.
Just a fun party episode.
Yeah, that'd be awesome. Now I'm thinking about, though, that would actually be the worst thing we've ever done. We just have a podcast.
No, that'd be great.
All those people.
Let's record when Skate's there.
Yeah, that's exactly who I was thinking of. No, it'd actually be great. Yeah, we should do that. And I'm trying to think if we if there's anything else that I'm going to be picking up. I'm going to be getting...
I'll
have like Iconoclast, probably. Probably Cosmic Star Heroine at some point.
Are you not going to buy WarioWare?
I don't think so. I just, like I said, I
did
just
you play the demo?
Time. No.
You should play the demo.
Addison, I don't have time to play the games I already paid money for.
Just download the demo.
Let alone demos.
It's free, and it takes, like... I mean, you can just play part of the demo if you want. Because when you download the demo... They've got it.
I don't want another game that I want to buy.
Oh, it's so good.
I know. I believe you. So and I definitely
will play
it eventually.
You get to hear so much Charles Martinet in there.
I definitely believe you. But I'm not going to buy another video game.
I'm pretty sure I had a dream about Charles Martinet last night, and I can't remember what happened.
Going to need to hear more details about this before we close the show out.
I don't know that they're in there.
Then why would you even bring it up?
I think it was a special bond that we had for one night.
Oh, okay.
It's exactly what it sounds like.
Okay, I was like, oh, he's going to make a joke now. Oh, no, you just had sex with him.
I had sex with Charles Martinet. I was listening to an episode of...
I think he's a very tender lover.
Probably. I was listening to an episode of the Giant Bombcast, and, I mean, you have to just take this man's word for, you know, just...
I don't.
But he said that he was at some sort of industry event thing or something, and Charles Martinet was there, and he just, like, ended up kind of just, like, talking to Charles Martinet, like, throughout the night. It's like, Charles Martinet just kept coming back and approaching him and stuff, and said, like, the whole time, it was just, like, watching, like, all these Mario characters get progressively more drunk. And so, like, by the end of the night, like, he was hearing, like, Mario and Luigi say some things that he thought he would never hear Mario and Luigi say. he's like, it was nothing, like, that was, like, offensive, really, or anything, but it got kind of dirty. And I was like, man, that's such a great experience that man got to have.
Wow, I'd pay so much money to just hang out with Charles Martinet. That'd be so fun.
Me too. He seems like a good grandpa.
I'm Charles Martinet. I just always think of him from Bear Trip Runner too, as well. I love him in that as the narrator.
And he has a character in it too.
Oh, does he really?
Yeah, he can just play that game as Charles Martinet.
Wait, what? It's just Charles Martinet?
Yeah.
I thought you were saying he has a character he voices.
No, from what I understand,
you can just play as this Mario khaki dad.
As this khaki dad. This white hair.
That's great.
Yeah.
That's awesome. All right, well, hey, we're at 1:07, so let's close it out.
All right, thanks for listening. Make sure to go see Unfriended 2, The Dark Web, and The Meg. They should probably,
The Meg from the trailer was just titled Chomp.
I was talking about that earlier today, and how I'm still kind of mad that movie's not just called Chomp.
What if the name was just Chomp?
It would have been so much better if they just called it Chomp.
I know!
Man, that movie...
The Meg. Our friend Meg, she keeps posting on her Instagram story, and she's just like, when someone's walking too slow in front of me at the mall, and then she posts like the poster of The Meg. And it's really funny.
Unfriended 2, The Dark Web is in theaters now, and it's a bad movie.
Did you watch it?
I used my movie pass.
What the hell's wrong
RIP.
With you? I thought you were just being, why did you go to that?
Because
Stevie wanted to go?
No, we both wanted to go. Have you seen the first Unfriended?
No, and I never will.
The first Unfriended is a legit good movie.
Hey, Addison, I have so many hours in my life.
Unfriended is great.
I'm not going to spend a single one of them on
Unfriended 2 is pretty bad, but it's got some real funny stuff in it. Hopefully Red Letter Media does a video on it. Go watch the Titans trailer. Go please watch that. That's the comedy of the year. All right. We're really done, though. I'm sorry. Thanks for listening. As always, you can go on the Droppin' Globe website and just do a search for my name, and I have written things about video games.
I just thought you'd be like, as always, you can follow us on Twitter, and then you're just like, as always, you can go on the Droppin' Globe website. Just the way you said it was funny.
Just go there, and I wrote about Evo this week. And I'm gonna go home and write about this No Man's Sky update.
And your column is fantastic, but it's just funny to be plugging the Joplin Globe on our podcast.
I mean, that's where they're at. That's where it is. For people to read it. Something I didn't realize, because I never actually look at my article, is my dad said, because he's my dad and he like reads it every week, that when it started being in there, that it was like towards the back, but now it's like usually on page 4 or 5.
Yeah.
I was like, oh, that's pretty cool.
Yeah, that's pretty cool.
Didn't even know that because I never read it.
Because you do your job and write interesting things.
Yeah, I guess.
Yep. Good job.
They give me money, and it's on. I can put that on a resume if I ever want to be a video game boy again.
Yeah.
All right.
If you're on work for Ian Miles Chong again, we can tell that story someday.
That wasn't my fault. No one knew at that time.
I knew from day one.
Holly should have saved me.
Holly, what have you done?
I shouldn't say that. It's not Holly's fault.
All right, well, hey, thanks for listening.
Hey, guys, go read Holly's stuff.
Yeah, Holly has good stuff.
But you can follow her on Twitter at WinnersUseDrugs. All right. Bye.
You didn't even say your line.
Okay, love you, bye.
There we go.